Welcome back to the Aryeh's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing in the seventh chapter of Maseches Bechoros. Today we are learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, HaKoreach Pasul, a bald-headed person is not able to do the Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. Ezahu Koreach, and who is considered a bald-headed person? Kol She'ein Lo Shita Shel Se'ar Makefes Me'ozen La'ozen, anyone who doesn't have a line of hair stretching around from ear to ear. The im yeshlo, and if he does have that, hari ze kasher, then he can do the avoda, assuming of course he's a kohen. Ein lo gavinim, if he doesn't have eyebrows. O ein lo ela gvin echad, or if he has a unibrow, a single eyebrow across both eyes. Hu gibein ha'amor b'torah, then that is the gibein that the Torah mentions. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa says, kol she'gavinan shochvin, anyone whose eyebrows lay down, they extend over his eyes. He says, that's the gibein that's mentioned in the Torah. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus Omer, and Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus says, kol she'yesh lo shnei gabim u'shtei shidros, anyone who has two backs and two spines, that's the gibein mentioned in the Torah. And we'll see in the Bartonuro exactly what that means. Speaking of the Bartonuro, let's do a couple of those. V'im yeshlo hari zeh kasher, if he has that ring of hair from ear to ear, then he is able to do the avoda. V'hu shetiyeh shitas ha-se'ar ha-mukeves me'ozen l'ozen me'achorav v'lo l'fanav. That's only if he has the ring of hair around the back of his head, not around the front of his head. Now, what is the gibein that the Torah discusses? One opinion is shegavinav shochvin, his eyebrows lay down, shesa'aros gabinav aruchim umotalam al-einav. So his eyebrows are long and they overshadow his eyes. Another opinion is mishi yeshlo shnei gabim ushtei shedaros, someone who has two backs and two spines. Lo shi yeshlo shnei gabim mamash, not literally that he has two backs. Tehahu lo chai, because such a person can't live. Ela kagon sheshidrosav akuma umechazi kegabin veshidros harbe. But rather it's someone whose back is twisted in such a way that it appears to be more than one. Bekule alma modu de kohani mume de chashive hani tenai havimum. And everyone agrees that all these opinions, whether we're talking about the extended eyebrows or that we're talking about the bent back, everyone agrees that they're all blemishes that would disqualify a kohen from doing the avoda. Umashmos darshin bilvad ikabin ihu. And the only thing they disagree on is what the Torah means when it says gibein. What is that blemish referring to? So each one of these people feels that the blemish he happens to mention is the gibein that the Torah discusses, but they all agree that all of these things are in fact blemishes. Mishnah Gimel. Hecharam pasul. A charam is pasul. Ezahu charam, what's a charam? Hakochel shtei enav keachas, someone who can paint both eyes at once. Let's look in the Bartonuro on that. Shachot Moshe ben Einav Shakua ve'eno boleid klal. That means that his nose is sunken and doesn't extend at all, so he can just wipe right across both eyes and there's no nose intervening in between. Continuing in the Mishnah, Shtei Einav Milmala, if both of his eyes are higher than where they should be, Ushtei Einav Lamata, or if both of his eyes are lower than they should be, Eino achas lamala ve'eino achas lamata, or if one eye is high and one eye is low. Ro es hacheder v'es ha'aliyah ke'achas, if he can see a room and the upper story, the upper level, simultaneously. Sake shemesh, or if he has to shield his eyes from the sun. Let's take a quick look in Bartonuro. Ro es hacheder v'es ha'aliyah ke'achas, if he can see a room and the upper level at the same time. She'enav omdos b'makoman harue, his eyes are in the appropriate place. Aval eno achas roa lamala ve'eno achas lamata, but one eye is looking up and one eye is looking down. Continuing in the Mishnah, zugdos, someone who's called a zugdos. What's a zugdos? Bartonuro explains. Hazug shel einayim o shel gvinei ha'ayin shedarko liyos shavin chaluk lishne einayim. So either his eyes or his eyebrows, which are a pair and should be similar, are in fact different. Kugon eno achas shechorav achas ke'en tcheles. For example, if one eye is black and the other is blue. Ba'achas megabos enav se'ar meruba uba'achas me'at. Or if one of his eyebrows is hairy and the other one is very sparse. V'chein b'chol shar zugos shel evarim. And the same is true with any other organ or limb that comes in pairs. Kol zuga delo shavula hadadi, zugdos karile. If they are dissimilar, then he is what's considered a zugdos. Back in the Mishnah, v'hatziran. What's a tziran? Bartnero explains, she'enav zugos dolfos v'yordos tamidima. So they're constantly watering. And wrapping up in the Mishnah, v'shenashru rise enav, and if his eyelashes have fallen out, pusel, then he is exempt. B'mnei maras ha'ayin. But that's only because of appearance's sake. And wrapping it up in the Bartnero, mipnei maras ha'ayin. If his eyelashes have fallen out, he's only excluded for appearance's sake. Avamum gamar lohavi, but this is not an actual blemish. Vahani mili kishin nishar bafapayim roshem sa'ar. That's only when there is some hair left in his eyelids. Avalim lo nishar roshem l'sa'ar kol ikar, but if there's no hair left at all, if his eyelashes have completely fallen out, harizemum gamar, then it is actually a blemish and is disqualifying. V'chein inafishe sa'are berise ha'ayin. Similarly, if there's too much hair, havi mum gamor, that's also considered a mum, it's a blemish. Ushlosha dinim chalukim yesh b'mume adam. And there are three different laws when it comes to blemishes in a person. Hamumin hashavin ba'adam u'babahema, the same blemishes that a person can have that an animal can have. Koin sha'avar v'avad behen loke va'avodaso mecholeles. So any of those blemishes, a Kohen who serves would get lashes, and his service would be disqualified. V'hamumim ha'yeserim ba'adam v'eno b'behema, and if the Kohen serves when he has one of the blemishes that's unique to a person but does not also exist in an animal, loka im avad, then we would give him lashes if he served in such a condition, v'eno avadaso mecholeles, but the service that he did is not disqualified. And the blemishes that are only disqualifying for appearance's sake, im avar va'avad enoloke, then if he violates the law and he goes ahead and does the avoda in such a condition, he's not lashed. And there's no need to say that the service he did is not disqualified. So one should not serve in such a condition, but if he did, the service is valid and he would not be punished for it. All right, that's Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this chapter with Mishnayos Dalet and Hey.